Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of It's in His Arms by Shelley Alexander, performed by Chris Dukart. To mothers, teachers, and our military, thank you for your service and for willingly doing the toughest jobs on earth. To my three sons for filling our household with music, and to my youngest son for contributing his love and knowledge of music to this story. And as always, thank you to my husband for loving me. Chapter 1. Bullshit's for sale. Holding the shoebox that contained her kid's deceased guinea pig, Lorenda Lawson read the flyer that advertised the ugliest puppy she'd ever seen. She picked it off the oak dinette table and stared at the picture. Apparently, crossing a French bulldog with a shih tzu didn't produce the most attractive canine gene pool. Did she really need more Bravo Sierra in her life? She snorted at the code system she'd developed so the kids wouldn't know she was cussing. The military alphabet seemed appropriate since her father had been a Navy SEAL. One thought of her late husband, and the sting of disappointment and rejection made her stomach burn. She glanced out the window to where JC and Trevor flew a remote-controlled helicopter in the front yard. Specks of morning sun danced across the property, the trees heavy with the lush green leaves of late summer. Nope, she didn't need more Bravo Sierra, especially if she had to pay for it. Keeping up the pretense that Red River's fallen war hero had actually loved his wife and kids, totally free Bravo Sierra. Having to raise two boys on her own, even before Cameron was KIA, was quite enough Bravo Sierra. Thank you very much. But JC and Trevor's little hearts were going to be crushed when they found out that Checkers had gone to that big spinning wheel in the sky. With a cardboard casket balanced against her hip, she stared out the window just as JC crashed the helicopter into the giant cottonwood tree that shaded the driveway. Trevor's 7-year-old face, sprinkled with light brown freckles, crumpled. JC, 2 years older, rushed to the crash site and seemed to be assessing the damage. Oh, Sierra. Their beloved guinea pig and their favorite toy, totaled in the same day. She hurried to the kitchen bar and snatched her new phone off the granite counter. She held down the button at the bottom until the OS assistant's voice came through the speaker. How can I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?